The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. You can drive a great deal with flexible finance from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, that sounds very interesting coming up on the Sean O'Rourke Show. Now, most of us go for a walk to relax, maybe do a bit of yoga, a bit of mindfulness. Well, there are, of course, lots of different ways to unwind and calm your racing thoughts. We have come across a very novel approach, listening and watching people whispering. Yes, I mean whispering, just like this. And in studio, we have Zbyszek Zielinski to tell us more. And we're delighted to be joined by Gerald Fleming, Head of Forecasting at Metair. And Gerald, you're welcome too.
Pleasure to be with you, John.
And Zbyszek, just explain, first of all, this is called ASMR.
Yes, ASMR is Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. This is a strange tingly sensation, or some people call it brain fizz. There is also a very catchy term for it, which is brain orgasm or braingasm. This is the strange tingling sensation that some people get when they listen to people whispering.
I see.
Whispering is just one of the triggers of ASMR.
Okay.
So whispering is just one of the triggers of ASMR responses in some people. Other triggers include sounds, repetitive, calm tone of voice and speech, close personal attention that another person lavishes on you, haircuts and head massages, and so on and so forth. We can get into the details of it later on. But I just want to stress that it is a phenomenon that is experienced by a lot of people. Uh-huh. I know that does sound strange, and it does sound slightly out there, but a lot of people out there are listening and watching those videos on YouTube and other internet websites to relax and to calm down and to experience this elation of the ASMR response, which is the brain tingles. It starts at the cranium, at the top of your head, and it goes down to your spine and to the bottom of your spine.
I see.
And you relax and you enter this state of well-being and peace.
Have you done it?
I came across the whisper videos because my partner uses them to calm down and to fall asleep.
I see.
So I would be very interested and slightly perturbed by you know, him watching the videos of, you know, women talking about their postcard collections or something like that. And it's sort of bizarre. And
it works for him.
But it works for him, yes. And it really relaxes him.
Yes.
And it relaxes millions of people.
Yes.
There are 2 million YouTube videos, or over 2 million YouTube videos, of people whispering about all sorts of stuff.
Phenomenal.
And there are hundreds of thousands of people subscribing to particular channels on YouTube of famous whisperers.
Yes.
And there are lots of other, what I mentioned earlier on, that there are different triggers. So you have different strands to those ASMR videos,
right,
those autonomous sensory meridian response videos. And autonomous is a very important word here, because it means that you don't have any sort of say whether you're going to react to it or not.
Mm.
If you are susceptible to it, you are going to feel those unusual sensations.
Okay. And we did a bit of an experiment with Gerald here this morning. Just explain, Zbyszek.
When we were talking...
Seamus O'Rourke, by the way, is intrigued as well. We'll get to him in a moment. He feels a new play coming on.
I feel Seamus sort of is looking at me, thinking, what a strange man is in a studio with me.
Yes, that's only Gerald Fleming.
When we were talking about the whispering videos, and of course people's eyebrows are firmly raised up to their hairlines,
right,
when you mention people talking about, as I said, postcard collections or photos or jewelry collections or you know, anything. They can talk about anything, really.
And it sorts themselves.
So when we were talking about it, one of the triggers of ASMR is, as I mentioned, a repetitive, calm, authoritative voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember is when I worked on different shift and I didn't have to get up at 5:45 to come in here for 7 a.m., I used to listen to Gerald doing the sea area forecast at 23:55. Am I right? And that was the sort of last voice that I heard before drifting off to sleep.
I see.
And you know also that the sea area forecast was an inspiration to Glenn Hansard's and Marquette Ariglova's Oscar-winning song Falling Slowly.
Yes, very good.
From the Falling Slowly bit of the sea area forecast.
So
I sort of thought that was very calming. Mm. And that was something that calmed me down. This is my response that, you know, this repetition and certain mantra-like quality to the sea area forecast. So that's why we thought of Gerald to record our own take on whispering videos.
Sure.
And Gerald has been a great sport, and he came in this morning and recorded a little bit. Maybe Gerald will tell you what we recorded.
Exactly, Gerald. By the way, we'd love to hear from listeners about unusual ways they relax. Some people, you leave the radio on, white noise. Some people actually, we're told, listen to whales singing. What do you do? Tell us at 51551 and john@rte.ie. Anyway, Gerald, what exactly have you been doing this morning?
An interesting little piece of text, which is meteorological in nature. It's from the Observer's Handbook, so it describes clouds in a technical manner, the different sorts of clouds and how an observer can distinguish them one from the other and what their shape is and what their appearance is and so on, day and night. So it's obviously something I'd be very familiar with from my professional background, if you like. But I love those words that we use for clouds, stratocumulus, cumulonimbus, cirrocumulus. You know, they have a wonderful Latinic ring to them. So just enjoy them.
Yes, Seamus has fallen asleep.
Tingling here, I'm tingling.
He's tingling. Something's going on here. Live on air. Anyway, so you came in to record.
Came in earlier and we tried them with a very, very light whisper.
Okay.
Went through it.
And here's some of it now.
Clouds are continually changing and appear in an infinite variety of forms. It is possible, however, to define a limited number of characteristic forms observed all over the world into which clouds can be broadly grouped. The World Meteorological Organization has drawn up a classification of these characteristic forms to enable an observer to report the types of cloud present. Classification is based on 10 main groups of clouds. These are divided into three levels: low, medium, and high, according to that part of the atmosphere in which they are usually found. A code figure designated CL, CM, or CH is used to describe the clouds of each level. CL9, cumulonimbus with anvil. The characteristic shape of these clouds can only be seen as a whole when viewed from a distance. The tops of these massive clouds show a fibrous or striated structure that frequently resembles an anvil, a plume, or huge mass of hair. They may occur as an isolated cloud or an extensive wall. Squalls, hail, and our thunder often accompany them.
There you have it. Yeah,
and we're back in the room.
Can we apologise, by the way, to the hard of hearing? It's not their morning. We'd love to be listening. But what about that, Svishek? Now that was an edited excerpt.
First of all, that is an edited excerpt of a longer podcast or a longer recording that we have done with Gerald this morning. And if anybody wants to download the full 5.5 minutes of Gerald talking so sort of poetically about clouds, I just absolutely loved that recording and those words and those descriptions of clouds.
Did you get a bit of a tingle?
I was almost falling asleep here.
Very good.
But that might have to do something with the fact that I only had 5.5 hours sleep last
night.
Oh,
poor thing. So that's up on our...
If you want to download it, it's on our website, www.rte.ie/radio1/The John Murray Show.
Five minutes of Gerald whispering.
Yes. So if you're going on a walk, let's say, this morning, and you're going to take your MP3 player with you, why don't you download this recording and try it out on your morning walk or later on at night when you're falling asleep, and just focus on those whispers and see whether you get any unusual reaction in your brain.
And let us know.
And remember that not everybody gets it, and not everybody gets the ASMR response, and not for everybody it's the brain tingle and the brain fizz. Some people just enter a state of a very deep relaxation
and fall asleep.
And you can also look for those whisper videos online on YouTube. Just, you know, you can just put a search there in whisper videos or ASMR. And as I said, there are millions of those videos and there are huge YouTube stars of the ASMR world. And remember that there are different categories.
Making loads of money out of it as well.
Yes, there is a young Dutch lady called Ilse, and she's one of the most popular proponents of ASMR videos. And she's got tens of thousands of followers. I think there are more than 100,000 subscribers to her channel, and over 2 million views. And some of her videos have been watched by, you know, 1/4 million people.
What are we doing? What are we doing in the radio business?
That's her main. Well, you've got a perfect voice for whisper videos, so maybe there'll be a sideline career for you.
Seamus, what about you? Actually, went away and you kindly listened to some of these whispering videos. What did you make?
Well, I'm representing the common man here. Now for go shite altogether. I know. I mean, funny when you mention the shipping forecast. I mean, I think there is something there. I mean, but I think the people listening to it are desperately trying to find something that they could find somewhere else, maybe.
I see. In their lives.
I mean, what about shouting at kids at a football match? That's much more therapeutic as far as I'm concerned.
And Gerald, I mean, you would be conscious of the fact that you have a very calming voice. Forget about the whispering. And you probably have a lot of fans who get in touch with you to tell you.
Yeah, people seem to find the voice is easy to listen to, which is good for us, of course, when we're on the radio and TV. More radio than TV, because voice is everything in radio, of course. Certainly when we come to the midnight or close to midnight broadcast, 23:55, when I was delivering that, I was always conscious of the fact that most of the listenership were actually tucked up in bed, even though the main focus of the broadcast is actually to trawler men and whatever and women out at sea, giving them vital information. But I think there was a sense that people tucked up in bed could hear this mantra almost being delivered, and also the fact that, well, there's somebody there looking after when I'm falling asleep. Somebody's going to look after the weather, at least, you know, and it'll be all right when I get up in the morning.
This reassurance.
A bit of a reassurance. I think there's an element of that about it too.
Sure.
So, but I know our colleagues in the UK as well, with the BBC Shipping Forecast, which is, you know, an entity all to itself, I suppose, in broadcasting, have that sort of reaction also.
Sure. And somebody did somebody tell me that the repetition or the reading of the Premier League results in England is a great
once again,
ASMR.
It falls into the category of following a sort of repetitive speech pattern, and sort of quite a calm and level delivery of results, let's say football results or sporting results. They're always the same. Of course, I know that it's very it's not always the same for fans of particular football clubs.
Certainly not, especially if you're a Manchester United fan at the moment. It's 0-3 most days.
We do actually have a clip of Charlotte Green from BBC Radio 5 Live,
all right,
who delivers the football results on the BBC.
Okay.
Barclays Premier League, Aston Villa 3, Manchester City 2, Fulham 1, Cardiff City 2, Hull City 1, West Ham United 0.
And for some people, and
short,
especially if you're not, of course, this is just an excerpt. And of course, if you follow your team and you're upset by the results, that might actually jolt you out of the lull that you're supposed to experience when listening to Charlotte Green. But what I wanted to mention, can I just mention one thing about Gerald and what Gerald said about the shipping forecast or the sea area forecast? Because it was very interesting what he mentioned about people taking care while you're falling asleep. Because scientists and neuroscientists are pointing to the fact that for some people, engaging with those whisper videos or those role-playing whisper videos where people pretend that they're giving you a haircut or they're giving you a massage is the thoughtful emotional connection with other people and the being taken care of by other people. And of course, I know that Seamus here might say, why don't you get somebody to take care of you? Or why don't you do it with a real person?
Or why don't you get a life?
But isn't it better that hundreds of thousands of people are getting relaxed some way.
Oh, it is.
Rather than, you know, suffer from anxiety or perhaps depression and so on and so forth. If it works for them,
sure,
I think that's fair enough. And also internet enabled people that were hidden away somewhere and their singular interests are now out in the open.
Sure.
So thanks to the internet, perhaps these people experienced those ASMR responses before, but now they have a forum. Yeah. And now it's out in the open, so perhaps it's more out there right now than before.
And they're having loads of ASMRs through the days. And Karen has been in touch with us to say, whispering drives me mad. Total opposite to being camera relaxed. I have to turn off ads with whispering in them, so no good for her. A CD with the sound of waves washing over pebbles on the seashore is another thing that sorts one of our listeners out. And I love the sound of chimes and the sound of the humming bowl. And Michael Murphy's voice reading the news at the weekends, even if it's not good news. That's from Caroline in Donegal. Another one here, Deirdre in Galway says what she listens to, she lives listens through her phone and using earphones so as to not wake head office beside me. Try Ulysses, is read by Jim Norton. It's wonderful and guaranteed to have you asleep in 2 minutes. And on Gerald Fleming's recitation there of some clouds, Paul says, bloody hell, John, I not only tingled, I shivered too. That's not good for a truck driver's image. And another one here. I used to phone Weatherdial just to listen to Gerald, but he doesn't record anymore. Pure poetry, says the girl in Galway. Ah, Gerald, you don't record them anymore? No, the way
it's not part of my work nowadays. Yeah. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've moved to a different sort of role, which mostly involves administration rather than operation.
Anne Murphy in Cork says, John, I agree with what's being said. I'm 62 and my mother always calmed us down by whispering, especially when we were fighting. That's a very good approach to fighting. Also, the lovely feeling I got when my father towel dried my hair. It probably was the same as a head massage. What do you think, Sweetie?
Well, I think neuroscientists, this is a phenomenon that has only been out there, out in the open and written about since 2009. So it's pretty new and it hasn't been properly researched yet because, of course, you have to gather data and you have to research it properly and so on. So there is a voluntary organization, which is ASMR Research Institute, but proper scientists and proper neuroscientists have written about it as well, and their point to the fact that these responses and those triggers can be programmed into us from a very early age, and it can be sort of a evolutionary response to, for example, our parents, as our listener pointed out, our parents, for example, touching us in some kind of a caring way, or whispering to us gently, or talking to us gently to lull us into sleep. So that's one hypothesis. Mm. Another hypothesis is that it's a mini seizure that our brain experiences while experiencing those triggers that might work for our particular brain.
Would it work in Leitrim, Seamus, do you think?
I'm not sure.
I find Leitrim a very quiet county.
It is, yeah. We have to be quiet.
That's because there's nobody living in it.
No. But I mean, just going, I watched a couple of the videos and what I couldn't get over was, coming from a performance point of view, they were so bad at doing it. I mean, the people you've mentioned, including Gerald here, if you had somebody who had a nice voice and was doing all this whispering, that might do something for me. But the guys that were doing it were not very good.
Not very good whisperers.
Not very good whisperers.
Maybe it's a niche for all the unemployed actors to go into, to create their own YouTube channels.
Exactly.
And whisper a couple of...
There could be a whispering mountain.
Yes, indeed. And Gerald, are you conscious then when you're delivering, whether it's the forecast or whatever you're doing, the sea area forecast, that it is just a certain tone that you reach? Because you mentioned earlier that at 5 to 12 you speak a little bit differently than you do, we say, at noon.
Yeah, it depends on the context. You know, if you're on Morning Ireland talking about a storm or something like that, it's very different,
Yes.
But certainly for that late broadcast, and even for the broadcast we do just after 6 in the morning, which is kind of an odd time. People are probably just getting up and you have to have a little bit of brightness and breeziness in the voice, but at the same time, not to be too loud at that hour. So it to an extent, it depends on context.
Yeah. And when you were whispering that this morning now, did you find it difficult to whisper?
I found it difficult, not difficult, but initially my, as Spisek will know, I started to talk very quietly rather than whispering, you know, but still having, I suppose, something of the vocal cords there, whereas whispering has nothing at all.
No.
Just purely the mouth and the voice.
Yes.
So I found it a little bit difficult to get to that level. Mm. But once I got there, I felt quite comfortable.
And have you received much fan mail over the years about your voice?
I wouldn't say a lot, no. but indeed. In the early days of television and radio, you tended to receive more, but of course, as you became part of the furniture, so to speak, people just accepted that you were there and did what you did.
But they're probably reassured by your presence. Hi, folks. Thanks for the item on ASMR. Even when the whispering is in a language you don't understand, it can be very calming, the ultimate being the whispered conversations between the children in a wonderful Spanish film, Spirit of the Beehive. That's very interesting.
Well, actually, many people listen to, and me included, this is the way I relax. I listen to talk radio from countries that I don't speak the languages of. So I speak to talk radio from the Faroe Islands or from Iceland or from Norway and so on. So,
Spisek, I'm very worried about you.
listen to RT Radio 1 during my working hours.
I'm very worried about you listening to Faroe Islands Radio. Back in a moment.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
You've plenty of fans out there. Gerald fell asleep momentarily during Gerald's recitation. Fabulous, though my boiling eggs are now hard-boiled, damn. But thank you anyway. And Jean in Mullingar says, oh my God, Gerald can send a tingle down my spine any day. Although, not everybody loves whispering. John, for me, whispering is synonymous with secrets and or danger. It doesn't give me a relaxed feeling. And another one here, I can't understand why people whisper unless you're in a library or in a church. It's very annoying and extremely rude. There you have it. So all sorts of opinions.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it is a very sibilant sound, and some people do find that harsh on the ear. I mean, in terms of speaking, sometimes a lower pitch, lower tone actually is something that I would find relaxing listening to rather than a high-pitched voice going up like that.
Yes, yes.
So there's an element of tone, but also it's interesting the person who said that they found it related to secrets.
Sure.
You know, I think there's an awful lot in our background if our parents are mothers whispered to us when they were putting us to sleep, you know, when we were 2 or 3 years of age. Maybe there's a memory of that somewhere deep in the subconscious that gets triggered.
There probably is. Well, thanks to Gerald Fleming for coming in and doing his whispering task for us. As I say, it's up on our website, rte.ie/John Murray. Thanks to Seamus O'Rourke, and good luck with the play, which is called Dig. And thanks to Spisek Zielinski, who we've discovered listens to Faroe Island Radio in his spare time. That's all we have time for today. The programme was produced by Deirdre Neeline. Research was by Spisek Zielinski, and Damien Chanel was on sound. Sean is up next. We're back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. See you then. Bye.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Prepare to be noticed when you drive away in your brand new Kia Sportage.